Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman, alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and co-founder of Johnson Brunetti. He's been a published author in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and The Hartford Business Journal, and authored five of his own books, including The Money Map and Forced to Retire. He's here with us today. Joel, how are you?
Doing great, John. I'm real excited about the show today. Our whole focus today is proper financial planning when it comes to retirement. Proper financial planning when it comes to retirement, which is very different than financial planning when it comes to other phases of life. So I'm real excited about the show today. And let's dive right in, John. Social Security is one of the things I want to talk about just briefly before we get into the nitty-gritty details of financial planning for retirement. Because here's what we see out there. We see conventional wisdom. And everybody tends to listen to conventional wisdom put out by the media. And the problem is the media conventional wisdom is geared towards the average person. And most people that come in and visit with us to get that Money Map retirement review aren't average. They're good savers. Average people, quite frankly, in this country are not very well off. They have a lot of debt. And so for that person, they're hearing this advice of always put Social Security off as long as possible. Always take your Social Security absolutely as late as possible because that's the right thing to do. Well, the wealthier you are, the less that is true. In fact, I can prove to you that some of you should take Social Security at 62 and leave your other savings alone for a little bit longer. Others of you, and that's because of the cost of money and the rate of return you could earn and so on. Others of you absolutely should wait until the last possible minute when you're 70. And so I'm not trying to say one thing or the other as far as giving you direct advice on the radio program today. What I'm trying to tell you is question the conventional wisdom. Question the folks that you hear that are just trying to sell magazines, different media outlets that have a certain agenda and so on that are geared, quite frankly, towards people that don't save enough money. Most of you listening to me on this program right now are good savers. You're fairly well prepared for retirement. You're either on the right track or you're retired and you're in pretty decent shape, and you need to take your Social Security decisions in the context that you are different. You're a little bit more well off than other people. So if you have assets, if you have 401k, IRA assets, if you have other savings, brokerage accounts, and so on, don't make the Social Security decision that poorer people make. Folks that haven't saved enough probably ought to put off Social Security as long as possible, but that may not be you if you've got a significant amount of assets. And this goes all to our theme today, which is proper financial planning for retirees, proper financial planning for retirement income. Social Security is an asset, just like many other assets. Don't just take a knee-jerk reaction put out by somebody that doesn't know you and make a Social Security decision in a silo environment without taking into account your other assets, the rate of return you could earn on those assets, and something we call in the business the time value of money.
So conventional wisdom, not necessarily always that wise for your particular situation. Joel, let's talk about some of these comprehensive, quote unquote, comprehensive financial plans that people get from these major financial firms and in some cases base their entire retirement on some of these ideas. And quite frankly, they're dangerous for several reasons. One of those reasons being they're just boilerplate garbage, a lot of these.
Well, they're totally boilerplate garbage. And John, you were telling me the story about somebody that you met with within the last few weeks where, you know, their 401k administrator, the big, huge, giant company that we would all know if we said the name, that had their 401k, had offered them a free financial plan by the representative. The representative put together this 42-page plan, just feeding the numbers right off the 401k statement and some other notes he had gathered, fed it into the computer. The computer, not thinking about the person on the other end of the financial plan, just spitting out by some algorithm that probably some 22-year-old coder wrote into the computer system, assumed an inflation rate ridiculously low. Would you say it was like 1%, 1.5% inflation rate?
Well, he stated on the proposal that the inflation rate was 2.5%, but when I looked at the actual income plan projections, it was more like 1.5. So something was wrong with the illustration.
Well, probably because, again, a 22-year-old coder wrote this computer program probably based on inflation over the last 5 years, which isn't the reality at all. Do you want to leave your financial future in the hands of somebody that probably has no assets at all, that just wrote a computer program right out of school, or a financial advisor that has the power to override common sense. And then I think, John, you said he had a withdrawal rate of 13%.
Yeah, it was like 13% 1 year, 15% in another year. There were some other years, more like 4 or 5%. But he was assuming these gargantuan rates of growth to offset these huge withdrawal rates.
Yeah, and again, we get into people listening to advice from financial advisors that probably aren't in a good, healthy financial position themselves. You know, I talked about this on my Channel 3 TV program with Kara Sundland a couple weeks ago. Many of you saw it, but I was on for a special segment in the afternoon instead of the Sunday morning program. And we were talking about, I was telling Kara, well, why don't you ask your financial advisor to show you their financials? I don't think a financial advisor should have any trouble with that. But if you've saved $500,000, you know, million, $2 million, $3 million for retirement, and you're getting advice from somebody that has their house mortgaged to the hilt and maybe only has $75,000 saved, how can that be credible advice from somebody that doesn't have their financial house in order? So this is a real problem, folks. Make sure you're getting advice from folks that know what they're doing, that are putting some wisdom, some common sense and some wisdom behind the plan. And to have common sense and wisdom, I would submit to you that somebody needs to have their own financial house in order. But you mentioned it earlier, John, that these plans are mostly boilerplate, that you're just feeding information into a computer program that's been purchased, and that computer program is just spitting out many pages that are just filler that appear in every plan that's created that have nothing to do with the specifics of the situation of the client. And that's one of the big problems with these boilerplate plans. Again, it's thinking, it's wisdom that you should be paying for when you meet with a financial advisor, not somebody that can run a computer program.
I think one key point to remember is that the goal of these plans is to get your money, not to actually help you plan your retirement. So the rosier they can make it look, the more likely it is you say, oh, great, let's jump on board.
Yeah, unfortunately, that may be true. And we're not saying everybody that does these plans is a bad person. But instead of actually assembling a plan for your retirement, which would include having a frank conversation about the real problems that need to be addressed, some of these big firms or these people that work for these big firms that don't have any money themselves simply want to move your money over to them. So it's in their best interest to paint a pretty darn rosy picture that makes everything look really good, even if that's not the reality. And unfortunately, part of the Wall Street game is to look real good on the outside when things may be falling apart on the inside. If that wasn't the case, then we wouldn't have seen firms like Lehman, Bear Stearns, the banks get into all kinds of trouble, Merrill Lynch go broke while they're giving us financial advice. They have to be swallowed by Bank of America in a rescue deal orchestrated by the federal government. You wouldn't see all this if Wall Street firms, and unfortunately people in our business, weren't very good about looking great on the outside. So don't be fooled by that slick suit and haircut and the person with it that belongs to the yacht club and the country club and driving the fancy car. Many times it's those low-key people that really have the wisdom.
Well, and then the other dangerous thing about these plans is people often don't want to admit it, but very often they're bewildered and confused because there's just so much paperwork, overwhelming paperwork there. So much of it, as we've discussed, doesn't mean anything. But if you don't realize that it doesn't mean anything, you think, oh my gosh, I have to understand this. And you're just, you don't know where to start in terms of planning your retirement.
Yeah, and we get really excited about this at our firm because so many people have not been helped at all by getting what they think is a financial plan that's 100, 120 pages long. It's in a really nice binder, and it's overwhelming. In fact, the appointment where the advisor walks you through that plan sometimes takes an hour and a half to 2 hours. It's got so much information that's not helpful for you. You know, I like the saying, most people want to know what time it is. They don't want to know how to build a clock. And the plan doesn't tell you what to do until you're so exhausted going through details of every minutia of the market and inflation and what the Federal Reserve does every year over the last 67 years that you don't have the common wisdom. This is about wisdom. It's not about knowledge. If knowledge was the key, people would be smarter with their money today than they were 20 years ago before the internet. And that's absolutely not the case. So I can think of a couple that came in. They had 120 20 pages in a nice binder, this supposed financial plan they had paid for. It had some interesting information on it. Some of it was actually helpful, you know, on page 67 and 73 and so on, but it was buried in this boilerplate plan that they couldn't do anything about. We redid a plan for them, and it was a simple 6 to 7 page income plan. Again, retirement income planning, that's what most people are concerned with. We did a one-page financial picture. We call that our money map, that one pager that people absolutely love, and then ran a stress test on their existing investments to show them their level of risk that they were taking. Three simple components. Number one, the income plan. Were they going to be okay in retirement? What rate of return do they need to be okay? That was information that they didn't have, believe it or not. Secondly, that one-page financial picture, because two spouses many times think different ways about that money, and that one-pager helps them look at their money in a way where they can agree on and have a productive discussion with us mediating that discussion. And then that stress test on their portfolio that shows them exactly how much risk they were taking. That's all they wanted. They were so happy with that. And it was probably that the total output was probably 12 to 13 pages, not 120 pages. And every one of our 12 to 13 pages had valuable information on, and wisdom giving them the direction. So if you want that, folks, if you want that Money Map Retirement Review, which consists of that retirement income plan, the one-page financial plan, and the stress test, be one of the next 12 callers to call us. We'll set up a visit with you in one of our offices, conveniently located. Almost every office is within about 30-minute drive at the most of where you are listening to me right now, and you can get that plan from us. It's absolutely complimentary. We don't charge for it. Some people become clients. Most don't. That's okay. But what I can tell you is it's going to be very valuable to you because it's going to either prompt a discussion between you and your spouse if you're married. It may enlighten you on some things that you're doing that should be improved upon, or it may show you the roadmap for a complete overhaul and being in a position to have a much higher quality retirement. We call it our Money Map Retirement Review. So call now if you want that. Again, it's absolutely complimentary. The number is 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. Every one of you deserves a quality financial plan built around retirement income. You can get it from us. It's absolutely complimentary. If you have $250,000 saved for retirement, call right now to set up your visit. 1-800-705-1232.
You'll also leave with a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map, that you can take with you after your visit. Again, the number to call, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom. Joey also mentioned that we'd be talking about how to find your retirement date. Certainly, we get a lot of questions from listeners who want to know how they can determine when it'll be safe for them to retire. So do you find that most people are sort of targeting a particular age? Like, I want to walk away when I'm 65 or 66, or are they targeting a certain dollar amount? Like, I'll retire when I have $2 million in my portfolio.
Most of the folks that we talk to that come in either from one of the workshops that we do around the area here in New England or that come in from the radio program or our TV program, they have an age. They have a certain age that they want to retire. And usually that age, I'd say about half of the time, that age that they've chosen to retire kind of coordinates with Social Security. So it's interesting. We're back to the beginning of the program here where I was talking about the importance of collecting Social Security at the right time, and the wealthier you are, the more your Social Security decision is influenced by your other assets. You don't want to make that decision in a vacuum. And yet most people just, it's just sort of drilled into our head, well, my normal retirement age, according to Social Security, is 66 years old, so I'm going to retire at age 66. You know, the better of a saver you are, the smaller that Social Security check is relative to your other income that you can turn on. So don't make that mistake. But I would say most people, John, they choose a certain age to retire, not when I've accumulated X amount of dollars.
But there are people who say, well, my neighbor says I have to have $1 million to retire comfortably, which is just such a fallacy because it totally depends on your lifestyle and all those many different variables that go into your life. Well, so how does your process, your Money Map Retirement Review, how does that help people figure out when they can retire comfortably?
Well, let me address that in a minute. I want to back up for just a minute. I think you said something that is critical that people might have missed. And that's that neighbor or that thought in their brain that says, once I get to $1 million, or my neighbor says, if I get to $1 million, I'll be okay. Folks, I can show you plan after plan that has somebody that has $800,000 saved up, and yet they are structured to have a better retirement income and a much more carefree retirement than somebody that has $1.2 million, because that person with $1.2 million hasn't structured their investments properly. They haven't done a proper retirement income plan. So it's not the amount of money, it's the proper plan and maximizing all the things that are available to you, meaning pensions, Social Security, and especially tax planning. Because remember, you can have $5,000 coming into the house every month, and it might all be taxable, versus $5,000 coming into the house every month and you're only paying taxes on $1,000 a month. And we can structure retirement income plans like that also. So don't get hung up on the dollar amount that you have saved. It's all about doing the proper retirement income planning. Now, John, you asked me about how our planning process helps people figure out when they can retire comfortably. And it does exactly that, because what we do in that retirement income plan that we do for folks is, first of all, we figure out, okay, what are the guaranteed sources of income that you're going to have? Many people have Social Security. In Connecticut, if you don't have Social Security, it's probably because you are a school teacher or you're part of the federal government program, the older federal government program. But most people in Connecticut that don't have Social Security, you're a school teacher, which means you have a guaranteed pension. But there's some glitches in that pension when it comes to the survivorship benefit. So we know all this, and that's the first thing we look at is, where are those guaranteed retirement income sources coming from? Pensions, Social Security, other types of sources, maybe a VA pension or something like a veterans pension or something like that. Then we say, okay, well, where are your assets? What do you have in assets? And we kind of test turning on the guaranteed sources early and leaving the assets alone versus taking money from the retirement savings and leaving the guaranteed sources alone. And we figure out what is the maximum amount of income that we can give you. The only number you need to tell us is how much do you want? How much income do you want to be able to spend every single month? And that's the basic of our plan. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, but what you get is a nice, clean plan that tells you two things. Number one, are you going to be okay? Can you meet all those goals? Can you spend that kind of money and not outlive your income? And number two, what rate of return do you need on that retirement savings? And those are two critical questions that I think would answer and alleviate 95% of the fears that most people have about retirement. What rate of return do I need? And am I going to have enough to last for the rest of my life?
So, Joel, tell us a story of somebody, because I know you've encountered this at some point before, where, you know, they thought they knew when they could retire and they came to get a plan put together. And, you know, the math just dictated they needed to work longer than they'd anticipated. How did that conversation go, and how did you fix the situation?
Well, the conversation is challenging, and that's why we were talking earlier about having somebody that's mature, a mature financial advisor, somebody that can be a coach. A good coach has difficult conversations with his or her players. They tell the player when they're underperforming. They tell the player to set their expectations or to reset their expectations. You know, if I have a boy that plays, let's say, football, and he's never going to be anything other than a kicker, I would hope that the coach would tell him, Bob, you're going to be a good kicker, but you're never going to be a wide receiver. That's what you want. When you're engaging with a financial advisor, you want that person to tell you the truth. So we have to tell people from time to time, hey, you can't retire at age 65, or you can't retire at age 62. It's just not going to work out. It won't work out well. Not only that, but we won't handle your money if you insist on retiring that early, because we think you're setting up for a disaster, and we wouldn't be doing our job if we told you you were going to be okay. So that conversation sometimes is difficult. But most of the time, people are very thankful. And I can't tell you how many times we've heard someone say, I've been working with another advisor for 20 years and they've never told me this. And I just say, well, why do you think that is? And many times they'll say, well, I don't think the person had the guts to tell me the truth, or they didn't know. It's the old, did they not know or did they not care? Either one is unacceptable.
Either one's bad, right?
Either one's bad.
Well, what about the other side of the coin? Somebody who, after visiting with you, found that they're in much better shape than they realized. That's a more pleasant conversation, obviously, from your part, but I know that happens a lot, too.
Well, that happens an awful lot with us, and I think it's because of the message that we have as a firm. And those of you that listen to me every week on the radio, or you see that program on Channel 3, on the Channel 3 News on Sunday mornings, where there's something that attracts a certain type of person to our firm, and usually that person has been a decent saver. And many times, many, many times, somebody comes in and they find out they're in better shape than they thought they were. I can think right now of a couple, we'll call them Bill and Nancy. I've changed their names, but they came in. She was worried about retirement, and he had taken a retirement package from a big company he'd worked for many years, but felt like he wasn't ready to retire. They didn't have the finances, and so he was getting consulting income and doing some consulting for a company, and he didn't enjoy it. He didn't enjoy the consulting. He didn't enjoy the fact that they would pay him to give them advice, and then they wouldn't follow the advice. And we were able to look at when he wanted to retire and say, well, you could retire right now if you wanted to. And Bill was so happy to hear that. And Nancy was so relieved because she was worried. She knew he wasn't happy working, but she just felt like he had to work. Not only that, but he had this contract that lasted for the rest of that year where we were talking to him, and he was able to bank and shelter 100% of that year's income into a retirement plan. So not only not pay any tax on the income he was getting from the consulting, be able to tell that firm, I'm done at the end of this year, and they had enough assets where they felt very, very relieved. And that's very, very common that people come into our office, they feel relieved because they find out they're in much better shape than they thought they were. And it's not because we're running retirement income projections that are way too rosy. It's not like that situation you mentioned earlier, John, where, you know, the person was running these projections that were just off the charts. It's because most people don't know where they stand, and they haven't had somebody explain exactly where they stand. Wouldn't it be nice for you to know the truth about where you stand in your retirement income planning? If you can take that amount of money every month and spend it the way you want to, wouldn't it be nice to figure out what that amount is? Wouldn't it be nice to know exactly what rate of return you need on your assets to be okay for the rest of your life? And to have a nice, clear financial picture, not a complicated plan. Yes, we can do complicated plans if you want that, but most people don't. They just want a nice, clear picture, a nice visual picture of where they stand and if they're going to be okay. Well, that's what you get when you come in and get our Money Map Retirement Review. And I'm going to offer this for the next 13 callers. First of all, you'll have a one-page plan. It lays out visually with lots of colors and graphs and financial concepts based on your concerns, exactly where you stand financially, all your different accounts, and it shows you very simply what we would recommend that you do to improve your financial situation. That's that one-page plan. It's part of that money map. Secondly, the retirement income plan that shows you what rate of return you need on your money to be okay for the rest of your life, and are you going to be okay based on your goals. We also incorporate Social Security and pensions and other sources of income so that you can make the right decisions on which order to spend your money in. And last but not least, people love, especially in a year like this year, they want that stress test on your portfolio. So that's three things: the stress test on your portfolio, the retirement income plan where it says how much you'll need to earn on your money to be okay for the rest of your life, and last but not least, that one-page financial plan. For the next 13 callers, 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. Call now.
Great, great opportunity. You'll also leave with a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map, to take with you after your visit. 800-705-1232 is that number to call. 800-705-1232. We're up against the clock as we always are, but we'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the Yukon Huskies athletic program.
Better Money is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti.
Hi, I'm a cleverly devised personification of Wall Street. I'm one wild roller coaster ride away from wreaking havoc on your investments. And I love to mess with your emotions. If you're not properly diversified, you can bet I'll keep you up all night thinking about me. If you want to keep me off your mind, you really need a trusted advisor who'll look after your best interests. You also need a custom-designed financial plan that'll protect you from market volatility. Otherwise, when I take a plunge, I'll send you scrambling through your filing cabinet, hoping you were well prepared. Don't wait for turmoil to hit.
Schedule your visit with Joel Johnson and his team at Johnson Brunetti. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. Get your complimentary Money Mat retirement review. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.